Prostah.
There are a small number of rules to this performance. Some impose the structure, and some determined as content. If the connection between written words and its meaning is largely arbitrary, and if the reading of written text is a dominant cognitive experience, then the writing of a subjective text as a way of thinking becomes, or is from the start, paradoxical to the dominance and integral, as well as supportive to the arbitrariness of associated meaning. Furthermore, the reading aloud of that text by an actor creates another remove from the intended meaning of the author, thus increasing the range of portable interpretations of meaning. In this situation, the actor reading the text decides between the style of delivery and the quality of voice, including pitch, volume, and speed. With the application of each of these technical decisions, the cognitive dominance of the written word diminishes by degrees. The structure of the work over three separate time frames creates a problem for the resolution of compositional elements within the three sections as a performance whole. The social grouping of the audience is amorphous within the programme of structure of a festival. Any attempt to create a social unity between everyone experiencing the performance is made difficult, if not impossible, by the fact that a common performance time frame will not be shared by all members. Certain elements can remain a constant. Singing as a constant sound will continue throughout all three sections. The options for structure of song types within the overall performance time lies in the possibility of a distinct set of songs being performed in each 15-minute section. If each of the three sets were different, they would amount to individual sets, making a whole by being performed within a given structure. Although, if each set was the same set repeated three times, there is increased possibility of a common experience being shared by all members who choose to experience only one set. As an audience member, it is probably desirable for the choices between sets to be as clear as possible. If each choice of three performances is promised to be the same or a similar performance for each section by each artist, then the only question in choosing what to see is what to see first, what to see second, and what to see third. This is assuming the audience member wants to see all three breakout performances. In contrast, by creating a progressive or an accumulative experience, the choice of the audience member becomes increasingly problematic. In this case, the possibility that there could be nine different performances over three viewing slots makes the decision-making process increasingly interesting. However, the potential to view three different progressive performances, where the experience of the third slot builds on the experiences of the ones previous, creates a dilemma for a person with the choice of directing their particular experience. This situation of dilemma increases further the level of interest each person makes in the decision of what to attend, as well as a level of structural problem to be worked through by the artist developing the form of the work content to be offered. There are various options for what could work within the given structure, although the definition of what works is not defined by the performance, but is left ambiguously in the experience of the audience member. The core elements to the work are singing as expressive, visceral and vocal form, meeting individual people to obtain personal objects, dressing in acquired objects. Additional elements are the production of this text. A reading of this text towards an idea of an environmental whole could provide a reflexive element, as well as a Brechtian-like device of exposing the layers of context, construction of form, and the form of communication. The individual performance as a whole is divided by particular elements being enacted by and entrusted to other, more highly skilled people, to help present a unified, singular intention. Within the frames of given time and space, the potential actions of one performer are divided between three performers, one action for each performer. The action of the performers within the whole of the work serves to unify a set of actions to become a singular unit through simultaneous undertaking. The layers of activity created from singular elements are aspects of one leading intention. Additionally, the presentation of individual people as parts of a whole gestures towards implicating each person present in the audience group as part of the whole work, which in itself is part of the larger whole of the festival. The clearest and most obvious approach to the three-part structure would be to create and fall in line with a beginning, middle, and end. Even if this approach was not a consideration or even theoretically worked against, the passing of time makes a situation conform without question. If each of the three parts was to be identical, there is still a first one, a second one, and a last one. The variables of the three-part structure are that each section could contain its own beginning and reinstating end. Another possibility is that the primary action begins and ends within the frame of only two parts, therefore leaving the one part to stand as a distinct entity. As one of the primary actions of this performance necessitates taking and reinstating personal property, that function has to begin and end. If the performance begins, then begins again before ending, this will allow a double build-up of the primary elements of singing, reading, and dressing up with a come-down, undressing period as a reintegration stage. The three-part structure of the performance determines that each part has its own personality, either in the form of an individual set of actions per set, or just an individual performing of the same actions to a different audience. Each part could remain bound by the same set of rules throughout all three parts. With a text projection or reading, there is a possibility that the text could be broken into three constituent parts or remain as a single text, which is timed to be read over 45 minutes. If the essential elements of the performance are to be performed without thinking to add additional elements, a purity of form could be created. A restraint of sensory layers and of signifying players in their respective actions could create a simplicity of compositional elements. Conversely, the potential for a significant or inspirational experience could be limited by the safe exclusion of additional elements. However, if the perceived additional elements were to be considered not additional and extraneous, then a different perspective that considers the whole as containing all potential elements would allow the newly perceived whole to be refined by reduction instead of built of insecure fragments. The removal of the reader would remove word-based sound and a textual counterpart to the expressive vocals of the singer. Spoken word would add a present layer of fallibility to the presentation of research and written text, and create a distinction between printed words and reading-based interpretation. In terms of composition of physical elements, the removal of the reader reduces the number of bodies involved in the presentation of the work, reducing the potential of physical presence and the experience of all people involved. To remove dancers from the whole would have the effect of distilling the means of the work to actions involved with oral communication, to the power of the voice to connect vocalist and receiver. The dancers would only talk with each other in the process of clarifying any unity in their choreography. Inclusion of the dancers muddies the mix, although if other elements are adhered to by other use of the voice, the movement of dancers provides a visual and formal counterbalance. The roots of the dances that would be performed would lie in folk tradition of transient culture, which would provide an extra dimension and supportive layer to content, alluding to living folk practices. Inclusion of dancers builds on the inference that folk culture could be an indicator of practical criticality on a social level by providing evidence and models of authentic and inspiring creative practice. Variables and form structures of the dancing exist in two different dance forms within the one expressive form and discipline. The solia and the batidicola could be propositioned as opposite ends of a spectrum of content and form within the specialism of flamenco, one rooted in depth of emotional expression and the other determined by interaction with specialist clothing. A garment existed only for and activated only by that particular dance. The configuration of these two dances within each 15-minute time frame over three parts would be arranged to coincide with the talking and reinstating action structure. A symbolic sequence of form to content, and content back to form could create a parallel interpretation of the acquired action as a marker of significant exchange. The ways in which the audience members are admitted to the performance has a formative consequence on the performance action employed. As a closed audience, similar to the convention of theatre audience codes, where the audience group are held for the specified period of time, the potential for construction a social bond between those of the group is increased. The possibility of the social bond following a unified transformative path is further increased if the presence and attention of the group can be maintained throughout all three parts of the process, but within the festival structure of simultaneous performances occurring in different areas, any social bonding objective will be under-realized. A lack of immersive integration within the boundary of the singular three-part performance is partially countered by the wider environmental context of the festival, as a defined social bind that performs a function of transformation and integration of individuals within the audience member social grouping. However, as each performance is experienced and judged as an entity separate from the entity of the festival, the possibility of an unsatisfactory experience of a singular performance in relation to a satisfying festival experience is likely. There are a small number of rules to this performance, some imposed as structure and some determined as content. If the connection between written word and meaning is largely arbitrary, and if the reading of written text is a dominant cognitive experience, then the writing of a subjective text as a way of thinking becomes, or is from the start, paradoxical to the dominance and integral as well as supportive to the arbitrariness of associated meaning. Furthermore, the reading aloud of that text by an actor creates another remove from the intended meaning of the author, thus increasing the range of portable interpretations of meaning. In this situation, the actor reading the text decides between the style of delivery and the quality of voice, including pitch, volume, and speed. With the application of each of these technical decisions, the cognitive dominance of the written word diminishes by degrees. The structure of the work over three separate time frames creates a problem for the resolution of compositional elements within the three sections as a performance whole. The social grouping of the audience is amorphous within the programming structure of a festival. Any attempts to create a social unity between everyone experiencing the performance is made difficult, if not impossible, by the fact that a common performance time frame will not be shared by all members. Certain elements can remain a constant. Singing as a constant sound will continue throughout all three sections. The options for structure of song types within the overall performance time lies in the possibility of a distinct set of songs being performed in each 15-minute section. If each of the three sets were different, they would amount to individual sets, making a whole by being performed within the given structure. Although, if each set was the same set repeated three times, there is increased possibility of a common experience being shared by all members who choose to experience only one set. As an audience member, it is probably desirable for the choices between sets to be as clear as possible. If each choice of three performances is promised to be the same or a similar performance for each section by each artist, then the only question in choosing what to see is what to see first, what to see second, and what to see third. This is assuming the audience member wants to see all three breakout performances. In contrast, by creating a progressive or an accumulative experience, the choice of the audience member becomes increasingly problematic. In this case, the possibility that there could be nine different performances over three viewing slots makes the decision-making process increasingly interesting. However, the potential to view three different progressive performances, where the experience of the third slot builds on the experience of the ones previous, creates a dilemma for the person with the choice of directing their particular experience. This situation of dilemma increases further the level of interest each person makes in the decision of what to attend, as well as the level of structural problem to be worked through by the artist, developing the form of the work content to be offered.